Rodeo Charter Schools at the Charter Schools of San Diego. I'm Len Herring, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate the meeting. We'll first take a roll call, and then when I call your name, please provide the group a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Myself, Scott Barton.
Scott Barton, present, retired principal of the Parais School, UC San Diego, a 38-year educator, and been on the board for about 9 months now.
Okay, thank you. David Crean.
Good morning, present. This is David Crean, currently managing director for Objective Capital Partners, a middle market investment banker. I'm new to the board, and I've had the incredible pleasure of working along with Mary and her team for the past 3 to 4 years as a board member for Audeo 2, and then for board member and chairman for the Altus Institute. And I look forward to providing tremendous impact for student success programs. So thank you for inviting me.
Welcome, David.
For clarity, you are no longer associated with the Institute.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for that clarity.
In case you didn't read that in your termination letter. Jane Gronowski.
I'm here. I served for 8 years as superintendent of the Escondido Union High School District and then worked at San Diego State doing research on the teaching and learning of mathematics. And I served as a founding member of ADEO, served on this board previously, and served as secretary treasurer of Altus, which position I have resigned.
Okay, nice to have you back, Jane. Eric Schweinfurter.
Eric Schweinfurter, I'm currently CEO, CFO of Apex Contracting and Restoration in San Diego. I'm a recent addition to the board and looking forward to continue to contribute.
Great, welcome aboard. Steve McNulty.
Steve McNulty has submitted his resignation.
Oh, right.
Oh yeah, he was in London.
Yeah. Yes, wife is recovering.
Good.
Very serious illness.
Okay, Mary, can you introduce any new staff members that may be present?
I believe Alina is, you've met Alina before, but for our new board members, Alina is assistant to Jackie, who is communications and Chief of Staff, Jackie Robertson, I know you all know. Alina is supporting her this year and working with Angela in support of the board, our boards, plural. Let me see who else is on. Lynn Alipio, of course, our CPO, and Tim is our executive director. Don't see, and Angela Neri, of course, is on board. I don't see any other staff. Oh, wait, Will is here. Will Berry is our financial person, and he always sits in on our board meetings as well. I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you. The 1.3 is the establishment of a quorum. Item 1.3, the establishment of quorum. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.3? We're doing a quorum.
So moved.
Second by David Crean.
Very well. Oops, it's harder to do one. We take a roll call. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Scott, I got to do it by roll here, unfortunately. Scott Barton.
Yes, approve.
David Crean.
Yes, approved.
Jane Gronowski.
Yes.
Eric Schweinfurter.
Aye.
Myself, aye, passes unanimous. So now we'll move to the next item. 1.4 is the Pledge of Allegiance. We would please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Item approval of agenda. Item 1.5 is the approval agenda. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 1.5?
I'll move approval of the agenda.
Very well, do I have a second?
Yes, second, David Crean.
We'll take a vote. Scott Barton?
Aye.
David Crean?
Aye.
Jane Gronowski?
Aye.
Eric Schweinfurter?
Aye.
Myself, aye. Passes unanimously. Moving on, item 2.0 is public comment. If you'd like to participate in public comment, please complete the speaker card and submit it to the staff. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of Student Success Program Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at the point of the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes, and allotted for each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivocally decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted time. 2.1, non-agenda public comment. There is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments or items not on the agenda? Hearing none, move on. Item 2.1. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. 2.2, agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the agenda? Hearing none, seeing nothing in the box, we're moving on. Administrative, section 3.0. Section 3.1, consider acceptance to Steve McNulty's resignation as of September 30th. Mary, is there a staff report on item 3.1?
No.
Other than what we already know. Okay, do I have a motion to approve item 3.1?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Who is the motion?
Eric Schweinfurter.
Okay, thank you. All right, we can take a vote. If you would call your name, please indicate an aye or nay. Scott Barton?
Aye.
David Crean?
Aye.
Jane Gronowski?
Aye.
Eric Schweinfurter?
Aye.
Myself, aye. Mary, is there something that we're going to do for Scott in departure?
For Steve, no.
Or for Steve?
No, he's been gone for a while. We've extended our thanks, and I'm in regular communication with him. He's very interested in the developments of the schools.
Okay.
So other than we've sent him a thank you note.
Okay, good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Consider approval. We'll move on to item 3.2. Consider approval of Odeo Charter School's charter petition renewal. Mary, is there a staff report on this issue?
Tim, you want to report on that? How many renewals do we have going this year?
For SSP, we have Odeo. For Odeo Corporation, we have Odeo 2 located in Carlsbad. And then we have the new charter for Moreno Valley, which we're calling Odeo Valley Charter. So three total petitions, two renewals, one new establishment charter. And so this petition will be the fourth renewal for Odeo Charter School since it was established in 2001. We've always received unanimous renewals for Odeo, and it's met the criteria for renewal based upon the new 1505 created an opportunity for DOS, the Dashboard Alternative School Status Schools, the schools with 70% of serving high-risk student categories like transiency, behind on credits, homeless, foster. If 70% of your students fall within that category, you qualify for the DOS renewal, which then requires you to work with your authorizer on what the renewal criteria would be. So we submitted a proposal late winter, last spring. We met 2 to 3 times with the charter office at Santa Unified, and they approved our proposal for how we would be held accountable for renewal, which aligns with the accountability targets that we have set through our LCAP, our storybook, many of our indicators. It encompasses state testing, local testing, surveys from parents and students, such as the confidence survey. So we feel very strong. We've already been told that they don't anticipate any issues with our renewal for Audeo. But now with 1505, the timeline has been extended from the previous timeline where it was 30 days for public hearing, 60 days for vote. Now it is 60 days to hold a public hearing by the district and 90 days for the vote. So the first Tuesday of every month is typically the charter meeting for San Diego Unified. They have 3 board meetings a month, and the first Tuesday of the month is usually designated for charter items. So once we submit it, the timeline will start, and then they'll have the 60 days to hold the public hearing and 90 days to hold the vote for renewal. So we don't anticipate any issues. Lynn and I and the team have been working hard to update all the sections, because with the new law 1505 going into effect in July 1, there are a number of new legal requirements that you have to include in a petition, and several appendices. So you can see that on the board items there. It's hundreds of pages. And so we're doing well, and we'll hopefully be submitting later this week, early next week, and the timeline will start.
And Tim, if I may add to the board that this charter renewal for Deo excludes the Moreno Valley. Currently, you have the Moreno Valley for Odeo Charter School, but we also prepared a new petition for Moreno Valley, which is simultaneously is in production with all the other 2 renewals.
Okay.
We recommend it.
A lot of work, especially with the new changes, a lot of work.
Yeah, I was pleased reading the renewal application and especially the work that your team, Mary, has done working with the district, the collaborative work. And I think that's a model for all charter schools to look at, getting along with their district and making it a collaborative effort. Great job.
Better to be in front of the event than behind it.
Absolutely.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve item 3.2?
Second, David Crean.
Thank you. Any further discussion? We now conduct a voting roll call. Indicate your aye or nay. Scott Barton.
Aye.
David Crean.
Aye.
Jane Gronowski.
Aye.
Eric Schweinfurter.
Aye.
And myself, aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on, consent agenda. All matters listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved and acted with one motion unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion to be removed from the agenda. There will be no discussion on the items prior to the board's voting on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. Do I have a motion to approve item 4.1.1 through 4.1.2?
I'll move approval of the consent agenda.
You will. Do I have a second?
Second, David Crean.
Very well. We'll take a vote. Scott Barton?
Aye.
David Crean?
Aye.
Jane Gronowski?
Aye.
Eric Schweinfurter?
Aye.
And myself and I, we, motion passes. Action 5.0, action items, 5.0 action items. Action items for the Dayo Charter Schools and the Charter Schools of San Diego for each school. Mary, are there any staff reports or recommendations on 5.1.1 and 5.1.1.2?
I think you're familiar with this document. For the sake of the new board members, Tim, can you give a short summary of what we're doing in regard to this plan?
Yes, the local continuity and attendance plan is a new requirement this year due to COVID-19. In years previous, it would be the local control accountability plan, the LCAP, which you've looked at and approved multiple times for multiple years. This time the state is asked by September 30, every school and district go through stakeholder engagement process, hold a public hearing, and then ultimate vote by your board for approval. Essentially, this is just outlining how you're going to conduct your instructional program, meet the needs of all student groups, get the technology and devices needed to do online learning during the COVID-19 pandemic. And so for us, a lot of this just goes into what we regularly do, since we offer a lot of blended online learning already. We give devices to our students. You'll see a lot of it just describes our instructional plan, a few adjustments based upon the pandemic, but ultimately we are doing well in terms of providing students all that they need to do online learning during the COVID-19 pandemic, and we'll continue to, and this meets the requirement this year that the state has put on schools. So there's one for each school.
Okay. I must say that I was incredibly impressed, recognizing that we have such a high percentage of at-risk students in disadvantaged communities, to know that they have a place to go where all that technology and efforts are part of the learning experience, as opposed to trying to figure out how to get there from here, must be pretty rewarding. So I really commend all the efforts, but I truly believe that, again, this is a model that allows for those individuals who are subjected to less than what we consider now in the political sense privileged, to have a route for a good solid education and a foundation for the future. So do I have a motion to approve 5.1.1, 5.1.1.2?
So moved, Barton.
Second, please.
I'll second it, Jane.
Okay, any discussion? Any further discussion? Okay, we have a roll call vote. Let me see, Scott Barton?
Aye.
David Crean?
Aye.
Jane Gronowski?
Aye.
And Eric Schweinfurt?
Aye.
Trying to keep track here too. And myself is an aye, so therefore we have an unanimous approval. Action item 5.2, Odeo Charter Schools, consider approval of board resolution of the Odeo Valley Charter School. Is there a staff report on the item 5.2.1?
This is a resolution that we are requesting the board to approve so that we can transfer, and there's going to be an initial working capital for Moreno Valley. This amount, the 1.375304 amount, represents the profit and loss for 18-19 for that specific site only, and for the 19-20 fiscal year. And the resolution says the transfer will only occur upon validation of those profit and loss, and at the same time, upon approval of the charter petition. So we recommend the board to approve this resolution.
Okay. This is not the first time we've done this, right?
No, we did it for Odeo Valley, Odeo Charter School 2, Grossman Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School.
I thought I'd seen this before. Do I have a motion to approve item 5.2.1?
I'll move approval of action item.
Do I have a second? Take yours, Eric.
Eric seconded it.
Okay. Any discussion? Well, we'll take a vote. Scott Barton?
Aye.
David Crean?
Aye.
Jane Gronowski?
Aye.
Eric Schweinfurter?
Aye.
And myself, an aye. Motion passes. Moving on. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informal in nature and do not require action. Are there any board announcements or comments? Just want to welcome all the new board members.
Thank you.
And glad to see that we have a full board here again. And I hope and I keep in my prayers Steve and his wife for a full recovery. I know she's been dealing with this for well over a year. Sorry to see him go. But are there any other comments? Okay, again, I want to commend everybody for all the hard work and truly job well done. Thank you very much. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Barton, so moved.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Aye, thank you.
Thank you all.
Bye.